SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
هل تعلم أن جهاز توجيه الواي فاي الخاص بك قد يعيق سرعة الإنترنت لديك؟ خصوصاً إذا كان عمره أكثر من 5 سنوات. للحصول على نصائح حول كيفية الاستفادة القصوى من شبكة NBN الخاصة بك، تفضل بزيارة nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
Look, I am really pleased that tax reform is on the agenda, and I know how hard it is to put it there. Now the job is to get it right.
I mean, for someone like me who is not as financially literate as, you know, the financial editors of the world, you know, there are a lot of complicated things in that budget, you know, and it, there's been a lot of maybe backlash and criticism from the government that these things haven't been explained properly to the Australian public. Do you agree?
I think tax is intimidating for a lot of people, and to be honest, it's a bit tricky. So I think the government does have a lot of work to do to really explain what it's doing, why it's doing, and also to listen to the feedback that many Australians and sort of experts, economists, business people, but also just normal people are giving the government as well.
There's obviously been this huge AI online campaign making the Prime Minister appear as, you know, their silent business partner, taking 47% of their profits. Do you think that's a fair campaign?
I think it highlights a challenge of the system that the government has put forward, which is that it doesn't work very well, in my mind, for sort of young businesses, for businesses who start out without a lot of capital. I think the government really has to address that. Now, you know, it's a funny meme, but I think there's a serious underlying piece here, which is that the government has to get this part right. I think it's a real blind spot at the moment of the policy. They've admitted that they need to do some work here, and I think, you know, we need to put pressure on the government to do the right thing here.
I mean, given the Treasury's put out this modelling that, you know, the average tax would change from 19% to 21%, and, you know, all these sorts of exemptions, including the fact that it, you know, it wouldn't impact small businesses that make a $2 million turnover. I mean, is it technically, is it not disingenuous to present this idea that the government is, I guess, snatching nearly half of your sales, your profit, sorry?
I think the truth is that in certain circumstances, the meme is with, you know, sort of a big investment behind you. It really just starts by yourself, and maybe one or two other people. And, you know, you put, say, $100 into your business, you know, your top marginal tax rate on that $900 worth of growth. And the point that I think people are trying to make on this is, well, you know, in the previous system, you'd only be paying your top marginal tax rate on $500 worth of growth. And I think the point really is to be made that there are different parts of the economy. There are parts of the economy like property, like, you know, so buying, say, traded shares, where you put capital in and you get money back after time. And then there is something different when you start and grow a business. And I think these two things are quite different, and we need to make sure that any system we put in place works for people starting and growing a business. Now, there are some tax concessions, as you said, for small business. The government has said they're going to try and do something for startups. I think that's really important, because we still need to make sure Australians are starting and growing, you know, best businesses in the world.
Would you vote for the legislation when it enters Parliament in a form if it doesn't have carve-outs for startups?
Look, I will always look at the legislation when it comes, and, you know, my focus at the moment, before we get to that stage of the legislation, is get it right for people growing businesses. And again, like, it's not just tech startups. This is true. I was just talking to a business owner just before about, you know, he's quite a different group, but it's an important kind of startup as well. If you're a tourist operator, you know, if you are a local physio, there are different ways that you might be growing and starting your business, which means you're a low capital business, but you're putting absolutely everything into it. And I think we need to make sure we're really looking after and rewarding those people and the ingenuity, and also some of their employees who give up really good jobs, you know, being paid, you know, good money and stable money with, you know, big corporates to come and build Australian businesses. We need to make sure those incentives are really there.
How do you feel about reports that the government is looking to limit the inquiry time to try and get this through Parliament before the July break?
I think tax policy is really important. It is really in the detail and it affects all Australians. So the job now is to get it right. Tax reform is hard. I credit the government for putting some difficult things on the table, but it is the wrong thing to do than to rush it through just because it's controversial. If they get the model right, if they're willing to actually adjust their model based on the feedback that they get from the community and from experts, then we will have a tax system that is stable. If they try and push it through just because it's difficult, we will end up with something that is less stable and frankly less good for the economy in the long term, and that has to be our judge.
您知道吗？在大户型或多层住宅中，远距离和物理阻隔会削弱 WiFi 信号，拖慢您的网速。想让NBN网络发挥最佳性能，请访问nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup查看设置指南。网址是nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup。